Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad, along with Joel Coleman of Sports Illustrated's Cowbell Corner, give you an inside look at the Bulldogs on the field, the court, and the diamond. Now, get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Joel T. Coleman. Woo! Here with you on a Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm or wherever it is you get podcasts from. We appreciate all of our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. It's a late evening here. We're up past, well, I don't know about you. It's, you know, we're getting close to my bedtime. I'm an old man, Joel. I can't stay out all night like I used to. You don't stay out all night. You stay up all night. You're a night owl.
Yeah, I am because, I mean, want any silence.
Any whatsoever,
that's all I can do.
See, I get a little of that in the morning, so I'm not that bad for me. But what I'm trying to say is that if I wanted to stay awake, well, I'd probably need to head over to Strange Brew Coffee House and give myself a little boost. And you should do that, too. Hey, Strange Brew, it's not just, you know, coffee there, man. That's a breakfast place. They got all sorts of fresh baked stuff. All the time. They're always making lots of cool things. And if you've got a big celebration coming up, man, they'll bake you a cake. Just all you got to do is ask.
Yeah. And if you want something quick for lunch, they got sandwiches in there sometimes.
They got it all. Yeah, especially at the Midtown location. They got a lot of that cool stuff in there. So check them out. It's not just coffee. It's not just ice cream over at Churn and Spoon. A lot of great items are for sale at Strange Brew Coffee House. College Corner's got great items for sale. That shirt is sweet. Did it come from College Corner?
Yes.
I like it. I like it very much. That's a very cool Mississippi State baseball shirt. He's homering it up, y'all.
Hey.
It's all right.
I mean.
It's cool.
Everyone knows where.
But it's got the old school batting bulldog. I like it. And those are the kind of stuff when you've got the biggest and best selection in central Mississippi, well, that's the kind of stuff you can find. So why don't you give them a look at collegecornerstore.com, or you can shop either of their two locations in the Jackson area. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet. They're in Flowood by the Half Shell. Got one more weekend of non-conference, and then 2 weeks from right about now, we're going to start talking about Mississippi State, Arkansas, and that huge series against probably maybe a top two, top three teams in the country. Don't you come up here. Don't you do it in that ratty thing. Put a new shirt on your back.
Did you see we got a tweet tonight?
Yeah, Did you see it? It's a plague. 16-year-old shirt.
Shout out Big Dave, but yeah, it was, I think he said he's 2-for-2 now.
Yeah. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing because State's 2-for-2 on these wins, but I'm a side on that they did not connect it things.
I will say, like, if it was the same person, and hopefully it's not because that means you wore the same shirt 2 days in a row.
Right.
But, like, if you did and you got 2 shutouts with it, mm-hmm. you might want to wear it Friday.
Well, here's the thing, though. How on earth can that shirt be your lucky shirt?
It's a good question.
You know?
Trying to think of a way.
It's like, this is my lucky rabbit's foot. I found it the day my wife left me. Now, I guess I could be a lucky rabbit's foot. I don't know your marital situation.
It's kind of like the reverse jinx thing.
Maybe so. I don't know. I say make it easy on yourself. Head to College Corner and buy a new shirt.
Yes.
All right. Joel and I, we have some bad news. We still have not made it to Humble Taco together. We're going to make that happen, but maybe this weekend.
Well, the good news is, Brian, you and I both live here.
Yeah, that's true.
Which means there is...
Maybe this weekend we need to go to Humble Taco before the Saturday baseball game.
It depends.
Or after. Maybe after.
Maybe after.
All right. It's not me. I just want to point out, by the way, that I invited the man to lunch, and it's not happening. So it's not my fault. I want to point that out again for the record.
Yeah.
For the record.
Yeah.
We're on the record now. But when we go, we got a lot of great stuff to eat.
I could do some splaining, but
no,
I'll leave it there.
You just leave it right there.
I'll leave it there.
I know you're a man with a lot of responsibility, but you still got to eat. That's all I'm saying. So, when we head over there, we're going to take a look at the menu tacos. I mean, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 handmade tacos, all manner and variety of toppings, pork, burger, chicken, steak, fish, and of course some veggie stuff too. This, you're a simple man. I'm going to tell you, this is a menu item that it just, you know, you talk about being a simple guy. You like simple things. The walking taco. All right. Ground beef, black beans, charred peppers and onions, chili sauce, queso, pico de gallo, a lime crema, and it's served in a bag of Fritos.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm not going to lie.
I mean, just a simple, delicious thing right there. They've got all sorts of cool stuff all over the menu, just like that. Not just on the food menu, but on the drink menu, on the dessert menu as well. So check them out. Humble Taco, Starkville's newest Mexican restaurant, is its best one. All right. Joel, the zeros are piling up for Mississippi State baseball.
More donuts over there than we got at Shipley's.
You're not wrong. Mississippi State, three straight shutouts, two this week.
Three this week, because Sunday would...
Yeah, I guess, you know, if you're one of those people. I am not a Sunday is the first day of the week kind of guy.
It's still like weekend, so yeah.
Sunday is the final day of the week. I don't care
on
what...
on your calendar.
I don't care what the calendar says. I don't care what the government says. I don't care. I mean, if God wants to come down and tell me I'm wrong, I'll listen. But other than that, Sunday is the last day of the week. Period. If you hit on one of my pet peeves. So two shutouts this week. Mississippi State dominates Grambling 10-0, and then against the ULL team, you know, UL team, whatever you want to call them. Be careful what you call them. But whatever you want to call them, that I think, you know, is going to be right there in the Sun Belt in postseason conversation.
They usually are.
Yeah, State gets a 4-0 win. So that's now 27 straight. I was hoping it was more, but Kent State did get runs in the top of the ninth. So 27 straight innings without a run crossing the plate. State now 9 straight games with double-digit strikeouts, and that's 11 out of 13. And I think I said it, I think Robbie Falk, it's 7 games with 15 or more strikeouts. They had 17 tonight. Preston Johnson and Landon Sims combined for 9 in 4 innings.
The last time State had 3 straight shutouts, Mama and Papa Haydad were bringing home this big bundle of joy. And they said, you know what, we'll name...
Bahoney might have been doing that for my wife.
Okay.
In 76. You want to know who the coach was? It's Ron Polk. You want to know what year he was in? His first. Mississippi State did something on Wednesday night they have not done since Ron Polk's first season at Mississippi State. That is, I mean, you just said 45 years. That is a long freaking time. And this is sort of becoming a running theme, and I mentioned it on Twitter. Somebody said something about Preston Johnson, like, I have no idea who this guy is, but he throws gas. I was like, that is just, you just might as well get used to saying that. I don't know who this guy is, but he throws gas.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he pitched last week, too, and did really well.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I mean, yeah, he has, I think he struck out like 10 in 4 innings.
That'll work.
Yeah. And then you have Landon Sims, who, if we did the math right, of the 40 outs he's recorded, 29 of them are by strikeout. I think that's right.
Maybe 40 batters faced, because he's only pitched, I think, like 10 and 2, something like
so
that.
So he struck out. He's basically striking out almost 3/4 of the batters he faces.
Yeah,
he struck
out
6 tonight or 5 tonight.
I went down a rabbit hole on. Went down a rabbit hole on Wednesday morning, looking at Mississippi State pitching stats and. Tweeted several of those. Now, of course, those have been updated since Wednesday night's game, but fact of the matter is there are some incredible numbers coming out with these guys. I mean, like...
Numbers that don't make sense. If you, I mean, baseball fans would look at these numbers and go, not possible.
I mean, it really... You hear the term video game numbers and that sort of thing. That's what this is.
Playing on rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is remarkable what this staff is doing right now. And, I mean, Lamonis talked about it Wednesday night in his post-game press conference, too. In that, for a lot of these guys, they've had their first go out there now, and the jitters are kind of out of the way a little bit. You think about it, man. I mean, you have to assume these guys are going to improve. Now, look, the competition level is going to jump a little bit, too.
True.
Which is, maybe that, you know, negates it a little bit. But we have said all along, since we learned that everybody basically was coming back and add in the signing class. We've said all along that pitching was the strength of the staff and that it was perhaps the deepest, maybe even the best overall pitching staff in Mississippi State history. 13 games in, I haven't seen one darn thing to make me think otherwise.
Right.
Because to this point, the guys that are really doing the worst, mm-hmm. or the guys you thought were maybe the best.
McLeod and Sarantola.
Coming in. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. Houston Harding is a real asset for Mississippi State in the midweek. I mean, he is an SEC weekend caliber starter, I think, but State can just throw him out there on a Wednesday. Now, that may change as we have to see what happens, but right now, I mean, I don't feel like State's going to lose another midweek game. I don't know that they have a really tough one coming up. You know, there's no Governor's Cup this year, but I would take Houston Harding out there with just about anything.
I'm trying to think of their midweeks. They have, I don't know if Samford's any good this
Samford
year.
Samford is traditionally pretty good. They go to the Citadel at one point.
Yeah, that's towards the end of the year.
Yes, it's the week, same time they go to South Carolina. Yeah. So, nice. State has got, if I'm looking at this right, a total of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10 pitchers, 9 pitchers, I'm sorry, who have thrown at least an inning with an ERA of 0.00. The team ERA as of last night was 2.83. It obviously has gone down because you got another 9 innings. If you want to do the math on that, they've and 100 innings pitched, they've given up 43 runs. So now it's 117 innings and 43 runs. What's that number?
Well, hold on a second. I believe we have the most recent.
You have the updated stats?
Overall stats, I believe. Okay. Let's see. Thank you, Greg Campbell.
Greg Campbell, best in the business.
The team ERA is now 2.62.
2.62. What's the team batting average against?
The team batting average against is 188.
That's pretty good.
That'll work.
And strikeouts to innings pitched?
Mississippi State has struck out 180 batters over 117 innings.
That's just sick.
I mean, that's more than a batter and a half an inning.
Yes. Basically, State's getting 2 outs an inning off strikeouts.
Getting close to it, yeah.
Yeah. And they're not really stretching their pitching staff to do it. This isn't a situation. Remember a couple years back with Connor Pilkington? He would get strikeouts, but man, he would just run the count up. State's just throwing so many guys at this problem, and the problem is, you know, other teams. Look at this week. State has used what? This week alone, they've in the 2 midweek games, what, 10 pitchers? And you would think normally, like, wow, that's a lot. But in reality, all of them could throw multiple innings.
11. Eight yesterday. Eight okay. on Tuesday, 3 on Wednesday.
So 11 pitchers. All of them are good for multiple innings this weekend because they just didn't throw a ton of pitches. I don't think anybody threw more than 30, except for Harding. You know, and you look at the guys who didn't pitch. Tepper didn't pitch this week. Or hasn't pitched yet this week.
Spencer Price, and it's on us, I guess, for not asking Chris Lamont tonight. Spencer Price hadn't pitched
since the
in like 2 weeks.
Since he gave up the home run, right?
I think that's right.
Yeah, he finished out that inning, and then State got the win, and then he hasn't been back in since. So I don't know if that's a lingering mental thing or if he just hasn't, you know. I was surprised tonight to not see him get the 9th, to be totally
honest. Not getting a single inning in 2 weeks leads me to believe, I mean, it may be something minor, but it leads me to believe there's something.
Yeah,
we have not asked Chris Lamonis that yet, and the next time we talk to him, which may not be until after Friday's game, haven't seen Spencer, if I can remember to ask, I'll ask.
And then, like you said, you know, Eric Santola's ERA is 11.81. McLeod is 2.79, but it feels like it should be higher.
I think one of his rough outings was a bunch of unearned runs.
Yeah, the Tulane game, I think. So, yeah, we knew this team was strength was going to be on the mound. We knew that. We said it all offseason. We said it coming into the first few games. We said it. And yet it feels like we understated it.
Yeah, because you're getting contributions from guys that up until the last couple weeks you couldn't even, you know, say their names. Like, you didn't know their names.
Right.
And like, you're just pulling these random guys. It's almost like Chris Lamonis can just sit there with this little magic eight ball or something in the dugout and just shake it and get a name. And like, yeah, we'll go with him today.
Yeah.
Why not?
It almost feels like they're pulling names out of the hat. Like, who should we bring in?
I mean, you get a guy like, you know, like Xavier Lovett, he hadn't pitched a ton yet on weekends and things, but he just comes out there casually throwing 96.
Yeah.
95, 96,
batters hitting 154 against him.
Yeah, I mean.
The sample size on all of these guys is pretty small. And the only two guys in double-digit innings are Houston Harding and Brandon Smith at this point. You know, now that's obviously not a great thing when you think about McLeod has started, you know, 3 games and Sarantola has started 2, and neither one of them have double-digit innings pitched. That is an issue. I take it back. Fristo is over in double digits as well. He's at 13 innings pitched. He has 19 strikeouts, and batters are hitting 119 against him.
I mean, the fact of the matter is, if this bullpen and this pitching staff, if none of this is fluky at all, and it doesn't look like it is.
Right.
If you can get Christian McLeod and Eric Sarantola to figure it out, or even beyond that, like if Sarantola doesn't figure it out and you put Bednar in there and he's fine, whatever.
Yeah.
If you can get the guys going on the weekends, the starting pitching,
you're going to be tough to beat. We'll just leave it at that.
We'll just say that. Yeah, you're going to win a whole lot more than you lose.
Yeah. I mean, there's just no question about that. So, now, is the hitting a little bit of an issue right now? I mean, you could say so. The team's only hitting 286. You've only got one.
But that was like 260 a week or two ago. So,
yeah.
I mean, it's...
Yeah, it's come up. I mean, Hatcher is up to... I think after the night, he had two hits. I think he was up in the 260s.
I can look. I got it
you
right
got
here.
You got the new stats right there. Rowdy Jordan...
Let's see, Josh Hatcher is hitting 255 now.
Yeah.
Rowdy Jordan, who was hitting like 180 a week ago, is now up to 241.
Right. So, you know, some things are working out there. Logan Tanner is hitting the ball well.
Yeah, he's actually kind of struggling lately.
You know, he's cooling down a little bit, but, you know, that's okay. Because his slugging is still 568. His on base is 480.
Walking a ton.
Yeah, he walks, and he's got a couple of hit-by-pitches as well. Cam James... as hitting, you know, around 260 now, I think.
269.
And you think about how bad his first weekend was.
Team leader in homers, by the way. You remember we had that question the other day, who's going to lead him in homers?
Right now, Cam James is the answer to that question. So I feel confident the bats will continue to improve. And then if the arms improve, well then, you know, somebody, let's put it like this. Somebody in my group of friends, we were trying to plan a little guys trip. And we're coming up with dates. And somebody says, what about the last week of June? And I said, nah, I'll be in Omaha. I mean, that's where I believe I'm going
to
be.
You have to plan for it.
I cannot in March say definitively that I'm not going to be there. Because right now it feels like I am.
Yeah, Katie and I have had the same conversation talking about the summer. And it's like, I mean, in June.
July is the only month we have,
yeah,
Joel.
Do not plan June.
What? Is this team sort of built in the same mold that UCLA team that beat Mississippi State was built in? That you know that you're going to the party of Ameritrade. You have to look ahead. It's going to be... I mean, they have the pitching to win.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they do. You know, there's no doubt about
it. Not a lot of... I mean, that UCLA team, not a lot of great hitters.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like this Mississippi State team at least has the potential to be a better offensive team than that UCLA team.
Maybe. Maybe, but I mean, if you can pitch like this, it doesn't really matter. You know, you can win. Well, we said that's what we said back in February. We said this team is going to win 3-1, 2-0 a lot. That's where they sort of are right this
season. I mean, right now, give that pitching staff a run, and you're three. They could have scored three runs this week, and you're 3-0. You know, that's.
Two runs this week to be 2-0, Joel. They've only played
two
games.
I did it again, didn't I? I did it again.
Cool. Yes. Somebody asked me tonight, by the way, they wanted me to record all of my tweets and do my Skip Carey impersonation on every tweet. So I will do one. This is for Ryan Pace. Let me find my Twitter account here. So he thought it was great. I don't honestly think it's very good.
It's humorous.
Well, you're a Braves fan. What did you think of it?
I mean, I don't think it's
out of 10.
But I think it's humorous.
Out of 10, it's a... 10 means I am like that guy. He sounds just like him.
Do it again, and then I'll give you
all right,
you a
let's pick one here. And a grounder to second. No, that's not it. That's not what's not it.
I was going to say, that's like 4.
Yeah. Grounder to second, 2 away.
6 at best.
So, you know what? I'll take a 6. 6 is on the high side of 5. Yeah, I mean, I'm not a professional impersonationist.
Well, I mean, John Hevesy and Brandon Walker, you're pretty good at.
Brandon Walker and my Hank Hill are exactly
the same.
They
are very... Well, so. I mean, Brandon Walker and Hank Hill sound alike.
Yeah. I mean, you can see Brandon Walker standing outside in a wife beater drinking beer. I can just see it. So, yeah. I also... My Uncle Vic is the same as my Sylvester Croom. Oh, Brian, what are you doing there? Brian, what? You're on the show every day talking bad about Mississippi State. You can't be like that. They sound exactly the same. It's crazy. My Croom impression.
Your Croom is an 8.
It's an 8.
It's a solid 8.
All right. Thank you. I'm very proud of my Croom. I have a Stephen Agostinelli impression, but it's only 3 words, and I can't say one of them on the air. But I'll do it after the show.
Okay.
Just for you.
Looking forward to that.
All right. So, yeah, this baseball team's fun to watch so far. Looking forward to this series this weekend. Eastern Michigan. State's got a pretty... I don't know enough about Eastern Michigan baseball. Have you done some research yet?
I just know that AD's a heck of a guy.
He's a nice guy, Scott Weatherby. I wonder... surely he'll come down, don't you think?
I don't know. I would think under normal circumstances the answer would be yes. I don't know with it being...
Everything is... I never think of that until the end. They are 4-2 on the very young season. Their wins are... They have two wins over Alabama State. They beat Bellarmine in 2 out of 3. I'm sorry, they played them 4 times and they split the series with them. So this is a team that's lost twice to a school called Bellarmine.
Okay.
Joel, we have to dig deeper.
All right.
I need to know more about Bellarmine.
Well, that's what we do on the show.
They are a university in Louisville, Kentucky. A private Catholic university. Well,
that could have been your alma mater.
Before financial aid, tuition is $57,000 a year, so I'm going to say no. I'm going to say no, that could not have been. How many students do they have?
I just want to know.
3,973. So there's probably more kids at Starkville High,
I just want to know what their record is in baseball if they beat Eastern Michigan.
Very good. Their baseball team on the season is, this is fun stuff.
Thrilling pod.
They're 3-7.
Okay.
But in fairness, they played Louisville the first weekend of the season and got swept. So since then, they're 4-3.
Three and four.
They split a doubleheader with Eastern Illinois. Isn't that where Sean Payton went to school?
Or Tony Romo. I think it's where Matt Stevens went to school.
I think you're right. And then they split that 4-game set with Eastern Michigan.
Yes, it is Tony Romo, too, by the way, because Matt used to always talk about him and Tony Romo went to the same school.
Then they played Eastern Illinois again. That's random. And then they have a 3-game series this weekend with Kennesaw State, so we'll see how that... We'll continue to monitor the Bellarmine Knights and see how they do. Bellarmine Knights. That went off on a tangent. Let's move on over. I was at Welcome Home Beef today. They've got some great stuff going on, but the main thing they want to tell you is that, especially living up here in North Mississippi, you need to be hitting up all those shops and buying Welcome Home Beef products because it's just so much easier. You know, you don't have to worry about shipping. You don't have to worry about making any phone calls. You're just going to the grocery store and you're picking up these great steaks, great roasts, and great burgers right there, ready made. Let's go over those locations one more time. They are in Collinsville at Piggly Wiggly, DeKalb, they're at Pilgrim's Pride. They're at the Price Cutter in Pontotoc. In Corinth, they're at Gardner Supermarket. They're at the Piggly Wiggly in Batesville and in Olive Branch. Reed's Market in New Albany and Byhalia. And at Val's in Starkville and Louisville. And if I did not list your city, well, you need to call your favorite local grocery store and say, hey, we're missing out here. Let's get some of these great Welcome Home Beef products on the shelves. And also, if you are here in Starkville, if you're making a trip up here, the Welcome Home Beef food truck is going to be open every day for lunch, 11 to 2. I was up there today. Like I said, here we go. This is maybe, Joel, you know, let's go the other way now.
Okay.
All right. Sometimes you got to eat good. You got to get that humble bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what if I said waffle fries, smoked brisket, nacho cheese, jalapenos?
I would say that sounds delicious.
That's what they had at the food truck today. Among other things, so you just can't go wrong.
Best fry, waffle, curly, like the McDonald's fry. What you got? What's your best fry?
I don't mind a curly fry, but they gotta have some stuff on them.
You like the spicy fry, like the Cajun fries.
I want some seasoning on them for sure. Like when I go to Five Guys,
yeah,
we're getting Cajun fries.
Yeah,
we get the small order, which as we all know is a 4-pound sack. And we're going from there.
Yeah, I got you off. I'm sorry. I just got to think about fries.
You did what?
Welcome Home Beef.
I'm keeping that
one
in.
I got you off track.
Yeah. So, call Welcome Home Beef today at 268-8148. That's area code 662. Or visit them online. Be careful online. WelcomeHomeBeef.com.
Good.
All right. Two brothers.
Good. It's not good.
What?
Your brain. Brian.
It's not.
You need to cleanse it.
Well, it's too late for that. I am how I was made, all right? If you got a problem with me, take it up with the guy upstairs, because I didn't ask for any of this. I didn't ask for these powers. All right? With great power comes great responsibility. And at Two Brothers, there's great food and great drinks. All sorts of greatness just running around. So head over there this weekend. If you're going to be in town for baseball, head over to the Cotton District. Sit out on the patio, cold beer or one of their craft cocktails. Order some smoked wings, some pork rind nachos, and one of their delicious burgers. They've got you taken care of there with great, great choices up and down the menu. Two Brothers is Southern smoked soul food at its absolute finest here in Starkville. Advantage Business Systems wants you to make one easy decision. There's no need to look at different businesses to find one that can take care of all your needs and one that can take care of your customer service. Both are under one roof at Advantage Business Systems. They've been doing it for nearly 50 years, so they must be doing something right. Nobody sticks around for that long if they aren't taking care of their customers, and that's exactly what Advantage Business Systems does. They're a great local business working with Mississippians just like you. Find out today how you could have more profits and less problems with Advantage Business Systems. Call them today at 601-362-9192 or visit them online at, I almost did it, absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. All right, Joel. Mississippi State basketball, very short shelf life on this show for this particular topic. 10 a.m. tip here in Mississippi. Mississippi State versus Kentucky.
I think it's 11 Central.
Is it 11 Central?
I believe. Let me check, but keep talking.
Where is Nashville? Is it in East
Central?
It's in Central?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like somebody told me that it was a 10 a.m. tip.
Well, that somebody was wrong.
11 a.m.? Okay. Huh. Somebody was wrong. But it was me, too. I guess I was wrong. You know what? When I'm wrong, I can admit it. Kentucky already has on their website the time and date for the quarterfinal matchup with Alabama. So they're confident. How confident are you that this is the final game of the season for Mississippi State men's basketball?
Not extremely confident. I mean, look, this team should have beat Kentucky. I mean, it's not even could have. They should have beaten Kentucky earlier. Mm-hmm. Why couldn't they do it for 40 minutes again? You know, I mean, I'm not saying that they will.
It's not like Kentucky's playing its best basketball right now.
No, Kentucky hasn't played its best basketball all year. And, I mean, look, I don't know if we're going to pick the game in a minute or not, but if we did, I'd pick Kentucky to win.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not a 0% chance. I mean, Mississippi State is good enough, and Kentucky is not just absolutely dominant. So if you told me that, I don't know, Mulliner went out there and hit a few threes, and Tolu Smith was pretty good down low, and State ends up getting a win. I mean, I'm not floored.
What you sort of have to hope for is that Kentucky knows they have to win the SEC tournament. You have to hope that they don't really know that, and that their players, who are talented players, they just have not played well this year, don't decide this is the weekend, let's click and let's make it happen and get ourselves into the NCAA tournament. That's the thing. They have the talent to do that. They have the talent to win four games in a row.
Yeah.
They need, for Mississippi State needs to come out. I feel like if State could do sort of what they did in Starkville, get out early, punch them in the mouth, you might get them to say the heck.
Roll over and quit.
Now, that's going to be tough because John Calipari, I mean, he might get tossed again. He certainly won't put up with that from his team, but it's possible. It's possible. Now, that said, any Cinderella run would end the next day. I don't think State has what it takes to beat Alabama. The only thing you can sort of, if you want to play this game, you have to play it like this. They beat Kentucky because Kentucky just didn't care. And then you beat Alabama because they just don't care either. They know they're going to be at worst a 2 seed.
Yeah, go ahead and get home.
Go ahead and get home. Why risk injury? And then you play Arkansas, who knows they're going to be a 3 seed. And so maybe you get lucky there. And then
I think it's Arkansas would be championship Sunday.
Okay,
I think Tennessee would be.
Maybe, or LSU.
Yeah.
Tennessee and LSU know they're probably in the tournament. But I don't know that for sure.
Bottom line is Mississippi State hadn't won 4 games in a row all year. Neither has Kentucky.
They haven't won 3 games in a row, have they? Or I guess not since conference play started.
Yeah, I don't guess they have in conference play.
Yeah.
I think they did win 3 in a row.
I think they won like a middle section of the I don't know that Dayton game was in the middle there. They might not have.
It's a good question. I want to say that they did, but
if only we had a device. Continue talking, though.
I mean, bottom line, I do know that neither one of these two teams have won 4 games in a row, so I'm not going to predict it all of a sudden that they will.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I mean, look, Mississippi State has shown, depending on the night this year, they can hang and punch with anybody. And if you told me that on Thursday morning, for whatever reason, they showed up and threw a few haymakers and won the game, yeah, I'm not going to be
totally
shocked.
State has won three games in a row twice this year. The three games before the Dayton game and the three games after the Dayton game. So
6-1 stretch. That was nice.
That was a 6-1 stretch. You thought things were good. You beat Georgia to start the year, and you think, okay. And then you play Kentucky, and it sort of went from there. All right. Yeah, predictions are the State's going to lose, and this is the end of the season, and the clock starts ticking for Ben Howland. Next year, it's NCAA tournament, comfortably in the NCAA tournament. I don't even know that being on the bubble all year is good enough.
Let's play miracle scenario out here a second.
Okay.
They win this darn thing.
Okay.
What is next year like? Is it off the seat, off the hot seat?
I don't know how hot his seat really was, but Stansberry was in a little bit of a hot seat era, and then he won the SEC tournament, got to the NCAA tournament. But he missed it, at least 1 year. I think he missed it the year after Jamont Gordon, and then the next year, it didn't look like they were going to make it, so it's going to be 2 years out. And I mean, that's a time where State's been 6 of the last 8 years.
Yeah.
And you just sort of expected it. And then they won the 2009 tournament, and that sort of turned things off. So I think, yeah, if you win the tournament and get into the NCAAs, then and you just need to build on it. But at the same time, if you go next year and you're not back in, and you bring all these guys back, then yeah, there's going to be some issues.
Yeah.
So we'll see where it takes us. All right, guys, have a great Thursday. Joel and I will be back for the recap of what happens in Nashville today, and a preview of the weekend in baseball, or maybe one more basketball game to preview. We'll find out. Have a great one. Talk to you then. For Joel T. Coleman, woo, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
A Super Talk Mississippi media production.